Major funding for Only a Game comes from Oliver Wyman, a global management consulting firm with 3,000 professionals worldwide. Oliver Wyman serves global 1,000 companies. OliverWyman.com.
This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield. On Thursday night in Baltimore, the replacement refs were replaced by the fellows they'd replaced when the NFL locked out the officials with whom they had failed to come to an agreement until Wednesday. Got that? Anyway, as NFL broadcaster Rick Eisen noted, when the regular officials took the field, the fans were happy to see them, and the refs appreciated the appreciation.
A tip of the cap from refs. What's going on? This is a man bites dog story.
Happily, the story of what happened during 3 weeks of NFL football before the return of the regular refs did not involve any biting. There were bad calls and there were injuries, but nothing tragic transpired. Though, according to Sally Jenkins of the Washington Post, speaking before the lockout ended, it could have been otherwise.
Yeah, one of the things that's happening is because players can't count on the referees to make fair, accurate calls, they are playing harder and more physically, and if you can't count on the referees and you're attempting to ensure the outcome of the game by just playing more physically, that means the game gets, you know, needlessly violent.
The game also got needlessly confusing. Some of the replacement refs were unfamiliar with the rules, and others were tentative even when making the right calls. Still, Scott Schmolke, who created a website called RefsSuck.com several years ago, hopes fans won't draw the wrong conclusion from the gaffes of the replacements.
We've seen numerous examples with the replacement officials over the last few weeks where they were clueless to the rules. But by no means is that exclusive to the replacements. I've seen numerous examples over the years where the regular officials are making mistakes because they were unfamiliar with or blatantly disregarded the rules.
In the immediate aftermath of the replacement refs fiasco, it's easy to forget that disagreement with the officials early and often, as well as loudly, has long been a feature of games in the NFL. CBS Sports national columnist Greg Doyle feels that syndrome should be evident again almost immediately.
A lot's been given to these guys. Well, guess what? Now we're watching you real close. It used to be if you screwed up a game in the fourth quarter, we'd know your name. But if you screwed up in the second quarter, the rest of the game took place, and we kind of forgot about that one. I hope not anymore. They are clearly important parts of the NFL franchise. Let's treat them as such, and when they screw up, let's hold them accountable big time.
Like Greg Doyle, Scott Schmolke feels the NFL is certainly better off with the regular officials. But, like Doyle, he figures the gratitude fans presently feel for their return will soon give way to complaining, griping, moaning, and so on.
If nothing else, the pace of the game will be better, and you'll probably have a little bit more safer environment for the players, and I think that's a plus for the players as well as the fans. But I suspect that in the long run, you know, people are going to be back to criticizing the officials just like they always have been.